Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sanctum of the Dark Flame. We have a pretty special episode for you today. In this episode, we're going to be discussing the core differences between theistic and atheistic Satanism, a topic that I personally have been wanting to cover for some time. We're going to get to the finer points in just a minute. So, me and myself, I'm Tom. Sitting next to me is the one and only David Strange.
Hello.
And then, of course, the lovely AC.
Hi. Hi, hello. Happy to be here with Sanctum of the Dark Flame, Sanctum of the Dark Flame, Sanctum of the Dark Flame. So, yeah, atheistic Satanism versus theistic Satanism. I think that's kind of like a broad thing that people misunderstand all of the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are some basic questions that like you as a Satanist get when, you know, mm-hmm. you're discussing Satanism? I think that's kind of the biggest thing right there to start off with. Mm-hmm.
Well, people ask, you know, what exactly is it that you believe? And that's a complicated question, I think. It's like, I get asked, what does it mean to be a Satanist? And the answer that I usually give, the best one is that, well, I usually give two answers. The first one is, the goal of a Satanist is to have a relationship with Satan, first and foremost. And the second goal is to use it to become the best version of yourself that you can possibly be.
So kind of like any theistic religion.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things is to become one with your higher power, which I think is a pretty broad thing. I mean, most religions are like that, you know, and I think there's a lot of hostility towards Satanism because it's like, well, you worship something that's so evil, or you're dedicating yourself to something so evil, and it's just like, well, hold on one second. Mm-hmm. Like, why, like, who actually actively goes out to be, like, destructive or to be, you know, chaotic, or, like, the traditional Christian views on what Satan is versus, you know, what Satanism is, like, brought into witchcraft and things like that.
Undoubtedly, there are people who are like that, though. There are forces of chaos that want to go into the world and create chaos, and who use Satanism as the avenue through which they're going to do that. I mean, those people do exist. I don't think they're the norm, though, as far as Satanists are concerned. Most Satanists are just like anyone else, just people who want to quietly live their lives and, you know, exercise their spirituality in peace and quiet. That's basically what I would say most Satanists want out of their spiritual practices.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that's really portrayed by the biggest satanic, I don't even want to call him an icon, but one of the most well-known, quote-unquote, Satanists is an atheistic Satanist named Anton LaVey, who founded the Church of Satan. Mm-hmm. Back in 1967?
I want to say
1969?
I want to say 67, 69. We can actually check that real quick, just for the sake of clarity. So, according to this, yes, 1969 is the publication date of the Satanic Bible.
Okay, but
when was
the church founded?
The church was founded. That's another thing. Let's see.
Oh, she wished it was like a satanic version of Siri.
Yeah.
Siri.
Yeah.
Give us the satanic time.
Yeah, Siri, when was the Satanic Bible first written? Like, that would be awesome. But in any case, I know that LaVey's, I know, like, the roots of the religion go back further than its publication. I want to say 1966 is when he declared that this he declared that year Anno Satanas, the age of Satan. That's when he declared that that had begun.
Okay. All right.
So it was his idea, basically, like, because LaVey was a student of people like Nietzsche and Ragnar Redbeard and believed in the idea of the self-made man.
The female that he liked her writings. I forget her
name. Ayn Rand.
Ayn Rand.
Yeah.
He's such a lovely human being she was.
Yeah, well, he was an admirer of Randian philosophy, you might call it.
Yes, which is not the best philosophy in the world.
I'd be lying.
Now, why would you say that? Because I'm not familiar with that.
Ayn Rand was a writer and philosopher, if you can just see me just put air quotes. I wish you could. She believed in something called objectivism, which is essentially, you know, man is a heroic being with his own happiness and moral purpose, you know, productive achievement, which is basically fits in a conservative ideal, which is the long and short of it.
It sounds very, like, misogynistic.
Oh, if you only knew.
That is honestly, like, an entire other episode in and of itself.
Is that philosophy?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And specifically the views that Rand espoused. But the long and short, what I was trying to say before is that LaVey was an admirer of people like Nietzsche, who announced at the end of the 19th century, he announced the death of God, and that man would essentially have to form his own ideals because we wouldn't be able to fall back on the preconceived notions that society and civilization, specifically Western civilization, had been built upon. He believed that the Enlightenment era and the scientific revolution would lead people away from God, and he was right in that regard. He also said that, in layman's terms, that the consequence of that would be that we'd never find enough water to wash away all the blood. Which, that's, a topic for another day, but...
What is that? That sounds so random to me. What is that pertaining to?
Because he had there was this idea that if there was... If the average man didn't believe in that there would be any ultimate consequences for his actions, that you can act freely in accordance with your own resentments against the powers that be.
So, one of the things that, from what I have, you know, learned about LaVey is, like, you pretty much, in LaVey's eyes, and the reason why we got to focus on this guy is because he's really, like, really such a poster child for be scared of the Satanists.
Yeah, yeah.
So one of the big moral principles that he followed was you make your own morals and you make your own rules and you are your own God. And I'm not 100% sure, and somebody please correct me, karma doesn't really apply in that situation. And it's like a practicing witch, to me, that's like kind of a ludicrous way to live, because any action that you put out, you're going to get a reaction. But he really believed in you know, do what thou will.
Do whatever you want, have fun.
Right? Yeah. You know, didn't he coin that, do what thou will?
No, I think that was Aleister Crowley who wrote that in the book.
Oh, okay.
That was the book of the beast. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law.
Okay. Yeah. But Aleister Crowley was a real magician.
Yeah, and LaVey despised anything resembling magic.
But he believed in it.
In a sense, for
theatrical purposes.
Yeah, because like in the Satanic Bible, it describes that man needs some form of dogma, some sort of dogmatic practice as like a spiritual element in life, and the rituals that are described in the Satanic Bible and in the Satanic rituals are largely theatrical, made for the sense of like, okay, it's something we do in the moment. Because it's fun.
Almost like to amp yourself up.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and so just to get you Jones.
Yeah, and they don't have any real power to them. It's secular humanism dressed up for Halloween, basically.
Okay, yeah, for like shock value.
Yeah, exactly. Now, so I personally despise the notion of atheistic Satanism. I find it to be incredibly disrespectful. I don't think these are not ideas that originated from the physical world, the human world. These are metaphysical ideas that are thousands of years old, that were here well before Anton LaVey and will be here, you know, years and
well,
years.
Yeah, well after all of us are gone.
Yeah, well after all of us are forgotten. So in my eyes, it's like, okay, you can't have the Satanism aspect and call yourself a Satanist while denying the literal existence of Satan and the origin of these ideas. It doesn't work like that. That's
Yeah.
And it bothers me because you'll hear people say, oh, well, that's, you know, devil worship, is it? That's not real Satanism. It's like, real Satanism, we don't even believe in a god. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. Yeah. Your thoughts, Strange.
Oh, you mean the fact that Satanism, well, this satanic church is basically atheism for theater kids.
Exactly. It's like, well, hell, all right.
I can't just be an atheist. Let me put Satan in there.
Well,
I gotta scare somebody.
Well, it's like, for me, it always invoked images of kids who grew up under their Bible-thumping parents or their, you know, suburban, you know, do-gooder parents. You know, insert over...
Average privilege.
Yeah, insert overbearing privileged parent class here, basically. And it's like a rebellion against that, where it's like, yeah, Mom, I'm reading the Satanic Bible. I'm a Satanist. And then you could actually, like, explain to all your friends, oh, well, I'm not really worshiping the devil.
Yeah, like, whoa there with those big words. I don't devil worship. That's a falsehood.
Yeah, well, you know, Anton LaVey is, like, the OG edgelord, especially if you read his writings or his or any of the... watch any of the interviews that he gave. It's like
he was mostly copy and paste.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
He stole a lot from Lovecraft. And
can you elaborate on that?
I mean, Anton LaVey liked to exaggerate his life story. Like, you know, he claimed like he used to play organ in a tent revival. You know, those old tent revival Christian tent
yep.
revivals, and where he got his basis for Satanism was. He would see these same men doing, you know, sinful acts on Saturday. Yes, Beals, I know. I agree with you, too.
Beals is pissed off.
Yes.
Yeah, he's pissed.
And then on Sunday, come to church, praying to God, saying, like, you see? None of this matters. If that man can do what he wants on Saturday, then pray to God. Ask for penance.
That's what he just
said. Then, you know, why should I believe in anything about some God waving his finger saying you can't do this or that, where I can just say, hey, the Satan Lucifer was the ultimate, you know, person representing rebellion.
Not only rebellion, but, well, I'm sorry, go on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Representing rebellion.
Individualism.
Yes.
Yeah, individualism.
Yeah.
I ran for the win. So.
I am interested in hearing more.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You know, like, you know, no. It's sad because I really wish I knew more about her.
No, you don't. No,
you know, it's strange.
We don't
want to
believe
it.
Life
we'll leave
into
it
her.
To you to
no.
to be the font of knowledge.
Just
with
a horrid, horrid person.
Mm.
Craziness. I will say, I will give Anton LaVey this. He knew how to get attention. He knew how to stir the shit pot. He had a shit stick. He put it in a shit pot, and he knew how to stir it. He also knew how to make it profitable. So from a somewhat profitable, because making profit off a shock alone isn't very... It's not very stable. It won't last for very long,
no.
But you can get a lot real quick.
I mean, he was able to, you know, go on... I'm really aging myself here. Donahue.
Yeah.
You know, the Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson.
Mm.
So he was able to get on that platform, discuss his stuff. He was able to get into, like, influential circles.
Yeah, he was...
As you've seen with...
He was somewhat of a socialite,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, he was a socialite, really.
I know he had some government... contacts here and there, people in the government that were members of the church, that then spin off and did their own thing. But
and that's actually what I was going to touch on next was I was looking into like the history of the Church of Satan, and that became a whole thing. Just like the Catholics, where you pay to have a membership, and you still can do that to this day. It costs $250. You get a neato little card. I've seen them because I actually know someone who is a member of the Church of Satan who has a nifty little identification card. They take your photo. Certified member of the Church of Satan. And it's basically like your hall pass, like, yeah, sup, you know, sunglasses and all.
Saw, dude.
But throughout the years, as the Church of Satan grew, became so big, it started to break off into grottos. And that was pretty much, I'm not 100% sure if it was international. I'm sure that there were some international grottos. But mostly on a national level, there were little grottos. And these grottos were groups who got together, did their blasphemous behaviors. And it kind of kept growing. But the minute that the Church of Satan started to break off into these grottos is once you start to divide off, people start getting their own ideas. And that's kind of when the Church of Satan started to disintegrate, which was in the mid-70s. So it wasn't very long-lived as a huge organization. It still is active today, but it's just not as big as it was back in the 60s and early 70s. So one of the grottos actually grew into a theistic, in other words, a divine-believing group called the Temple of Set.
It's the Temple Order of Set.
Okay, so it's the Temple of Set.
Now, it's an interesting thing because Set was an Egyptian god, and a lot of people have compared him to Satan over time, and supposedly what happened with the founding of the Temple of Set was that Satan revealed himself to key members and who then said, okay, my real name is Set. And so they actually prefer not to be associated as Satanist. They call themselves Setians. But they're essentially...
Yeah, they're Setians.
Yeah, but they are worshipping the same deity, essentially.
Yeah, they're just putting a different name on it.
Yeah, but it's essentially Satan.
Okay. Yeah, so that eventually grew into a theistic group, which still is active to this day. Extremely small, mostly in North America. Mostly, I believe, in the tri-state area.
They're talking about the Church of Satan or...
The Temple of Set.
Temple of Set.
U.S., Australia, and Europe.
Oh, much bigger than I thought.
Yeah. With 200 to 500 members, so a nice small...
It's a small group, but it's theistic and it's known.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's something that sprang out of the Church of Satan, which I think is interesting, that to go from... In my opinion, it just goes to show, how do you take the image of a deity, say, and do things in the image of said deity, but not believe in the deity itself?
That's always been my problem from the very beginning with the Church of Satan and the Satanic Temple. It's like denying the literal existence, but you still want all of the belief and the dogma that goes along with it. It's like, okay, well, you want to have your cake and eat it too.
What I was kind of going for was, I think eventually, you know, you look into a lot of the rituals and things that LaVey, you know, put forth and where he took things from, which I'm sure he took things from Gerald Gardner, who was a famous witch. I'm sure he took things from Crowley, famous magician.
Lovecraft,
you know, a famous, I don't even know what to call him, a famous
author.
author. Okay, yeah. So author. I wouldn't call him an occultist, but
no, an no. author. For In sure. a sense, he could be described...
He's like a spiritualist, maybe? I don't know.
It's hard to describe, like, if you had to put Lovecraft into something, because he created his own mythos and his own genre. So, a pioneer, absolutely, but, like, his writings are completely seeped in esoteric occultism, but cool. It's all based on his own original ideas. Like, the influences that he drew from were, it's hard to say, actually, exactly where, because there's still nothing like Lovecraft to this day, I don't think, aside from the copycats.
Just to digress back to what I was saying right before that, I don't know how you could look at the rituals and practices that, you know, LaVey clearly took from witchcraft and not look into traditional witchcraft, which is spiritual, which is believing in a higher power. Now, however you practice witchcraft is however you practice witchcraft. But typically... You know, you're asking spirits, forces, the universe, deities, certain things to help you achieve a higher you. So I'm sure a lot of people from the Church of Satan sprung off and, you know, eventually found their way and did stuff, you know, like the Temple of Set. Can I say that for sure? I don't know. That's just me looking at it objectively.
It's speculation for sure.
Yeah.
But I think it's founded in some reason, because, like, there are people who identify as LaVeyans who wind up becoming theist, and I'm sure vice versa. There are people who start off believing in Satan and his literal existence, and then slowly but surely they just sort of branch off into the atheistic form, which, I mean, good for you, I guess, but... There's just a lot about it that really just doesn't sit right with me. I can't get behind the idea of an atheistic Satanist. I honestly don't even like calling them Satanists in the first place.
I can agree with that.
I mean, that's always been the way I felt about it. You know, if you're gonna call yourself a Satanist, you had damn well better show the proper respect.
It's hard for me because I, as a Satanist, one of my... core values is I'm going to believe and live how I choose to believe and live. And also part of practicing witchcraft, traditional witchcraft or whatever, I mean, people call it Wicca now, which is kind of watered down a little bit, but a lot of it is live and let live, which is a little Buddhist. So I mean... Does it suck to hear people say that they're a Satanist and that they're part of a religion but not have a deity? It's confusing to me. I find it to be confusing. And I do find it to be dealing with the people who use it as shock value or use it as a fuck you sign or use it as like a big... Hey, I could do what I want. That's part of being a Satanist. But what are your intentions? Are you just going to use this big hexagon and just slam it in people's faces just because you're in a bad mood and you want to piss off people? Or you have whatever your message is. Or are you doing it to find your higher power and become the most magical and the best you possible through the power of Satan Lucifer and his, you know, beloved Lilith and his legions are, you know, and all of the other deities that I truly, you know, believe are out there and have force and power in our society. It... You know, that's, I guess that's up to the practitioner. Is it frustrating? Yes. That's
it's really,
sorry for my tangent, but yes, it does get frustrating, but I don't want to sit here and, cause I mean, who knows, maybe one day those people who are using it as like a big, hexagon, fuck you, maybe someday they have a spiritual awakening or they have a spiritual experience. Or maybe they don't, but hopefully they do. And
yeah, they grow into better people. And
I mean, we can really only hope at this point. Yeah,
that or become born again Christians. Either way,
or that.
Either way,
that is true. They there's a another thing with the Church of Satan. Is that
which daughter was it that converted?
Oh, one of them converted.
One of them did.
I think one of them converted. It's like, you know what? I'm good.
What we're saying is one of Anton's daughters converted back. But another thing that happened with the Grottos is when they did start to break off, a lot of them became Reformed Christians.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like...
you know what? This hippie love shit is enough. So, God, are you there?
God help me. I think I done fucked up. Well, that's what happens when you decide to make your own rules and your own karma. Mm. And not follow...
I mean, listen, of course everyone's free to practice as they see fit. It's just a shame that, like, this is the most prominent form of Satanism out there, is the atheistic type, where we don't really worship the devil. And that, at the same time, it bothers me, is like, okay, fine, you guys do your thing and draw attention away from us, like, the people who actually believe, because our work is best done in the shadows anyway. So, you know, be, all like, the biggest attention whore you can possibly be, and spout your nonsense, and just sort of do what you do. And maybe that's enough. Maybe that's the purpose, is to draw attention away from the real Satanists.
Something's perched at the back of your throat.
I'm just saying, I think all the things that might have caused theistic Satanists, well, one event that would have caused theistic Satanists to come into the forefront was the Satanic Panic of the 80s.
Oh, okay. So.
Ooh, that definitely plays into this.
Yes. That lovely topic.
Now, I know very little. All I know is they probably put razor blades in your kids' candy. If you listen to Ozzy Osbourne backwards, he's telling you to kill people.
Yep.
And
those kids were definitely tortured in dungeons, in satanic rituals.
Yeah, absolutely. And any murder or rape that happened was done by either someone who was black or Satanist. Satanic panic.
Well, that sounds about right. I guess we can close the chapter on this one.
That's the Satanic panic.
Yeah. It's so funny. I'm actually quite, you know, remiss with this because I don't know as much about the Satanic panic as I would like to.
Oh, I know a lot.
All right, Dave.
And this is where I would like the strangest of strange.
Strange. This seems like a good opportunity for you to chime in and give everyone the lowdown on the Satanic panic.
So the Satanic panic of the 80s was essentially a big...
Oh, or the gays did it. I'm sorry. Yeah, the gays. I need to interject one last time.
The satanic gays.
The satanic black gays. They did it.
The homosexual agenda.
Yes. Yes, kids in the 80s was either Satanist or a black guy. You can't, you know.
It was just that. Happened to be gay.
Double.
Yeah. So, essentially, what it was this big scare, as in the title, where everyone believed that Satanists were everywhere, especially in your kids' homes or taking care of your children. And where that really came into prevalence was in the daycare scandals.
Please go on.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Daycare scandals?
Yeah.
So, what the fuck?
So in the 80s, there were like a shitload of daycares.
You're dropping a bomb on me.
You would get these secessions of various daycare workers or whole daycare staffs getting accused of doing satanic rituals.
What was the proof?
Funny enough, you should mention that.
Yeah.
So, remember, this was the 80s, and I'm not saying it's any better now, but when it comes to, you know, sexual assault and childhood sexual abuse, not saying things are exactly better now. They progressed, but they're not 100% yet. In the 80s, they were abysmal. So you would get, you know, the police would come and interview the kids, and since they don't know how the techniques to really properly deal with, you know, sexual abuse involving children, they brought in these quote-unquote experts and people to interview these children that didn't know what the fuck they were doing. I'm trying to remember which case it was. I think it was one in Maplewood. Yeah, back in the day.
So here's the very basic rundown is that the satanic ritual abuse was the subject of a moral panic, often referred to as the satanic panic, that originated in the United States in the 1980s, spreading throughout many parts of the world by the late 1990s. Allegations of sexual ritual abuse involve reports of physical and sexual abuse of people in the context of occult or satanic rituals. So, essentially, there were just all these people running around pointing fingers and saying that you have been, you know, systematically abusing children in these satanic underground cults. And there are people who are still in jail to this day because of it.
Yes. Now, the one in Maplewood was basically part of the satanic panic. And a big part of it was these children describing things that would be literally impossible.
Mm.
Like, one case had children saying they were taken into a dungeon and Chuck Norris was there.
Well, Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris was there, and they went into a pit. And then,
what? Okay.
And then they took a hot air balloon ride.
It's like
all these crazy things.
Like Michael Jackson involved in this hot air balloon ride.
They built these temples underneath the daycares that no one ever found.
And kids getting sexually abused with knives.
Yeah.
Getting nothing represented.
Would this happen to do with any of the priests?
No, the police would go to the kids and describe these horrific situations. The kids would have nightmares about it and then repeat that it had actually happened to their parents, that I had nightmares about this.
Yeah,
and
so,
then these innocent people would get arrested.
Like, there was one case where there were children that said, no, this didn't happen to me, this didn't happen to me. And then, you know, the very basics of brainwashing, especially when you're 5 years old, you just hear things over and over. You want to please your parents and please, you know, the police who you grow up saying, hey, they're your friend and they're here to protect you. So you're going to repeat it and then you're going to believe it to the point where people still believe that, hey, all this crazy stuff happened to me to this day.
Oh my God.
Yeah. When in reality, there is absolutely no solid evidence that any such abuse ever occurred.
This is
now. Wait, wait, hang on.
It was a moral panic.
I want to state this before anyone yells. Sexual abuse is a serious topic. We take it very seriously here. But in the case of the satanic panic of the 80s, there was so much wrong from the authority side. We had people that shouldn't be interviewing these kids, like a nurse that did not know what she was doing.
Yeah.
Saying, all right, so this happened and this happened, right? No, but it happened, right? No, but it happened. Yes, it happened.
What was the level of training dealing with?
Oh, none. This is the 80s. You get no training.
This is the 80s in the Midwest. So,
Jersey, New York, everywhere.
Yeah, just throughout the whole country. Well, you know, it's also daycare centers were a new thing because what was happening is that women were entering the workforce at unprecedented levels.
Working.
Yeah, and so the people were terrified of daycare centers because it was
And Tom LaVey would have hated this.
Yeah.
Sickening.
Yeah.
He would have hated it.
Well, as far as I know, he was actually alive during that time. So I wonder if we could I wonder if we could find out what his thoughts on the satanic panic were.
I think he pretty much laid low around that time.
Oh, that's another thing. Tom earlier was talking about how LaVey, and this kind of gives me a real Charlie Manson vibe, because it's around the same time, if you think about the Manson family. When did the Manson family come about?
The 60s, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got his awful music, you know, with the Beach Boys, and then you got LaVey, you know, with his folk awful music that Tom was telling us about earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, what was going on? These are music cults now. Oh my God. I'm disappointed with our society.
Every time you say society, it's just I'm just taken aback.
Exactly.
Yeah, because we, in case anyone out there didn't know, we live in a society.
Yeah. And this is quite one.
So, if it's all the same to you two, I think we've covered a lot of ground on the Church of Satan. Now I'd like to, if possible, shift our focus to the Satanic Temple, and I want to know what your thoughts are on it.
Yeah.
Because essentially what they are, they're a political action group. More in the vein of, well, they're not a religious organization per se, although they do identify as one.
They were approved in 2013, correct me if I'm wrong, as a religious organization.
And they actually enjoy...
So they are tax exempt.
That's right.
And that happened rather recently.
This year.
Oh, that's this year. Were they established in 2013 then? And then
they
were...
officially, I think they were established in...
Why am I saying 2013?
They were established in... Their origins are in 2013. They became tax exempt in April 2019.
Okay, so organized in 2013, established tax exempt, recognized by the United States of America as a religious tax exempt group.
Yes.
Okay, but they're actually a political party.
Yeah, well not
are
political.
Are they a political party? What
well,
are they?
There are political.
What is this?
They are political activists who essentially stand against right wing theological movements within our country. So like their whole thing, which is, you know, again, it's kind of a shame because at first I really liked this group.
The idea sounds phenomenal.
Yeah, like they put like a Baphomet statue on like a state courthouse next to the Ten Commandments.
This statue is in Massachusetts, Salem, right? Salem, Massachusetts?
That's where their temple is. The actual Satanic Temple is in Salem, Massachusetts.
Right, but the statue...
The statue, I don't remember.
Is
there's
it
a
in
few
Minnesota,
of them.
Then? It's...
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Yeah, I
want to
know where all the...
Okay.
Oh, no. Okay, so Strange is making a face. Can you say it?
I have no problem with these people. They're cool. They're cool with me. They're cool.
All right, so Strange is an advocate for the Satanic Temple. I'm not.
They're not assholes. They're great. Yeah.
Wait, tell me why they're
all
great,
right, so
though.
Let's
I want to know.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Quite honestly.
I want to know.
You listen to these tenets here. One should strive and act with compassion towards all created in the court. Okay, so seven fundamental tenets are one should strive to act with compassion and empathy towards all creatures in accordance with reason. They're not saying love your fellow man, love everyone. Just saying, look...
Oh,
just be compassionate within sane reason.
Well, it's one at the Illinois State House, by the way, so...
Struggle for justice is necessary and ongoing, you know. Freedom should be respected, conform, belief should they're pretty much cool, you know.
Dare I say that a lot of this is just basic karmic witchcraft?
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like witchcraft... without deities, which is what the Church of Satan, I think, was maybe trying to go for, but missed out on because, well, power hungry, self-centered.
Yeah,
it's LeVayan Satanism, but
with a social justice element
with,
to
you
it.
You know, sane.
I mean, it's like they're not as hedonistic. And sort of, like, there's a lot less showmanship with the Satanic Temple. But again, I mean, for me personally, I can't get behind the atheistic Satanism aspect. Like,
yeah.
I can't get behind that. I don't respect it. And I don't respect the adherents very much. You know, I've made this point before that, like, you know, I like, you know, not to get, but we're not going to touch politics too much. It's like, I like Bernie Sanders. I don't like Bernie supporters all that much. Like, Lucian Greaves, the... founder of the Satanic Temple. I actually kind of like him a bit. He's very articulate. He's well-spoken and very well-educated. But I'm not that big of a fan of the adherents, like the low-level party functionaries. Like,
so
like again, they come to me as like very peevish people that are just like very easily aggravated and annoyed and very resentful. And I'm just not a fan of that type of person.
It's... dare I say, is it Diet LeVay Satanism?
I would almost call it like Diet LeVayanism in a sense, but again, their whole thing is that they're mainly a political organization.
So we can't really call them religious then.
I mean, I personally wouldn't. Because again, their mission statement is purely political. It's to combat, basically to what they want to do is maintain a secular hold on the government. So instead of like religious law making its way into the government, they want to keep the separation of church and state, which is something that I support. Like, that's a great idea, I think.
I'm jiving with the Satanic Temple right now. Hate calling them that.
Yeah.
But Satan, Lucifer, is, to me, as my main deity that I personally adhere to and worship, throughout time, you know, all different types of, you know, religions, I think he stands firm and stands out as someone who is an individual who seeks philosophy and reason above other things, that is based on, you know, the facts and the betterment, and is an objective thinker. And I really, really love that. I cannot say I have a dislike or distaste for that at all.
Yeah.
So using, in this situation, using Satan Lucifer as an image of reason and logic and decisiveness, I'm not that upset.
Yeah.
I'm not that butthurt.
Yeah, like, I mean, I probably don't have as much of a problem with these guys as I initially thought I did. Because, you know, the more...
That's what Satan represents.
Yeah. Again, it's just like, you know, for me, it just goes back to the atheistic part.
Yeah, I mean, no matter what, for me, especially because I religiously worship.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, strange, you religiously worship Satan, Lucifer.
I find it disrespectful.
Alaric, you know, you religiously worship and respect Satan, Lucifer as you know, the main... our main god.
Yeah.
Even though we're all technically polytheistic, the main source of who we worship and who we believe is
Satan.
Is Satan Lucifer. And that part gets under my skin, but at the same time, to me, that's Satan Lucifer wiggling his way in and doing what he does best throughout fucking time and history, over and over and over again, as that standalone, reason, individualistic, what, not only individualistic, but what's best for the group, that duality, that you take the good with the bad with the good figure.
You know, like, if you might indulge me a small little rant right here, it could all be for the best. Potentially, because the way I see it, and this is something that I've noticed in recent years, is that Satan is becoming more and more prevalent within society. People For sure. gravitate more towards him. The symbolism and imagery is everywhere. There are at least two major clothing companies that I know of that are explicitly satanic that have their wares in stores all across the country, and I'm okay with that. Like, I love that. But perhaps the idea is getting people, like, sort of nudging them in that direction of individualism and free thought, and possibly leading them towards Satan, and Satan using his will to manipulate reality. So, in my eyes, it could be a good thing overall if it leads people towards Satan or Satanism.
On the regular, I get people asking me, would you give me tips or, like, maybe some sort of ritual I can do on my own? You know, because I'm trying to increase, you know, the love in my life, or I'm trying to increase the wealth in my life, or I'm just trying to be more self-confident. Boom. I'm like, all right, you need, like, a fucking cleansing ritual. You need to clear out that negativity. And then you need some fucking salt. And then I'ma slap you with some lavender, dragon's blood, positive vibes. That's what's going into your fucking daily regimen. And I promise you, things are going to be okay as long as you keep the right mindset. It's Aleister Crowley. It's all about your own power. I do love that, dude. I will say, I love the Great Beast. He's my dude.
Yeah, we digress.
So, how do they measure up?
The Satanic Temple?
And the Church of Satan?
Okay, so we have two prevalent atheistic... I shouldn't say prevalent.
With that documentary, they're kind of becoming prevalent.
The Satanic Temple document. But, okay, so it's... They're prevalent.
Honestly, I prefer those nice kids at the Temple of Satan. Because, you know, they have common sense.
Yeah.
It's not, you know...
They seem to be fighting for the right causes, at least.
You know, it's not like, you know, the Church of Satan where it's like... So I'm a Satanist, and fuck you. Thank you, I'm leaving. Bye. Fuck you. That's exactly it. That's your mother. Pseudo dogmatic bullshit.
Fuck your mother. Fuck your ancestors. Oh, wait, hold on. We don't believe in that, but fuck your ancestors. That's the Church of Satan.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's like I said, secular humanism dressed up for Halloween.
Yeah. I'm gonna claim a slug with Marilyn Monroe. Peace out.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Deuces.
So...
Yeah. Overall, I would look at the Satanic Temple more favorably, even though I still don't like them all that much.
I don't blame you. Religiously, I don't blame you. It's hard when someone takes your deity. It's kind of like Buddhism, for instance, has like that half and half. There's like some religious aspects of Buddhism where it's, I believe, and please anybody correct me if I'm wrong, it's seen, Buddha is seen in some parts of Hinduism as a deity. But then there are other parts of Buddhism where it's yourself. It's almost atheistic, where it's your own self-experience.
Yeah. It's like atheism with a spiritual garnish.
Right. And I think that the Satanic Temple is kind of like walking that line. It's walking that line. And I'm happy to see Satan, Lucifer taken in that light, because it just means that more people will reach out to Satan, Lucifer. So for me, I think it's a positive thing in that sense, where the Satanic Temple is taking it. The Satanic Church.
The Church of Satan.
Church of Satan, I'm sorry. These terms.
Yeah.
But the Church of Satan just was, it was Halloween for fun.
Yeah, it's like, basically, it's just people who want to wear black and pentagrams for shock value and tell people that they're Satanists.
Mm-hmm. Now, to go back to the other aspects of this podcast, which is theistic Satanism. We touched on it a little bit. One of the more known sects of that was a grotto that delved into its own little thing, became the Temple of Set. We talked about that earlier, but there is an even older group of Satan, Lucifer worshippers, Satanists, I should say,
yeah.
Almost OG Satanists. That Tom is a little more familiar with. I am not so much. I've only read some texts from them and not a lot. But I'd like you to tell us a little bit about them.
All right. So just give me 1 second. I want to make sure that I've got my facts in order.
Yeah.
Because I never like to talk about anything. But I know that these... Okay, so basically, there are a tribe of people who...
What is their name?
They are called the Yazidis. And the Yazidis...
Where are they located?
They're an ethnic group located in parts of Iraq, Syria, and Turkey, among other places. But that's where the majority of them are. And they are widely believed to be devil worshippers. And the reason for that is because they worship a being called Melek Tos, who is... essentially an allegory for Satan. Now, they're one of the only ethnic satanic tribes in the world, and theirs is the source of one of the only truly satanic texts that we have. And when I say that, I mean a text that is believed to have been passed down from Satan himself, called the Al-Jalwa, which I've read, and which is an absolutely fascinating text. I would recommend anyone interested in learning more about this. You can find it. The Al-Jalwa is available online, I'm pretty sure, but in Brother Nero's book, Satanism, A Beginner's Guide, there's a copy of it in the back, which is really cool. It also has his commentary on it. So, now, this tribe of people have existed, let's see, I want to know exactly when they first, I'm not sure exactly when they first appeared, but they have been around far longer than the Satanic Temple, or the Church of Satan, and these are true blue devil worshippers.
Is this like, just, you know, getting into history, is this like 80 or BC?
I'm not quite sure, to be honest. That's a very good question.
Because, now, on a real quick side note, my own personal tangent is, right now, on Amazon, if you have Amazon Prime, even if you don't have Amazon Prime, I highly recommend looking up this documentary. It is an art history documentary. It's called How the Devil Got His Horns. And part of that, and the reason why I'm bringing this up, is it has the oldest artwork of Satan Lucifer. It is a mosaic in Italy. I don't remember what basilica or church it's in, but that's where they start, and it shows the progression of the image of Satan throughout Abrahamic Christian history. It's all done through art. So even if you're not like an art buff, if you're a history buff, or even if you're just curious, How the Devil Got His Horns. The reason why I'm saying that is because we are touching on one of the oldest satanic tribes in human history. So I just want to point that out just as a historical reference. It's fantastic to watch. Very, very informative. And as an artist, I truly, truly appreciate it. And I took a lot of my own personal inspiration from that documentary. I'm working on a painting of Lucifer who's, completely blue, because the original color of Satan was blue, the color of death, the color of darkness. So in history, he originally started as the darkest, coldest color, but Christianity in time transformed him into this fiery, unimaginable monster. So, just some food for thought. Now, back to the
Al-Jalwa.
Al-Jalwa.
Yeah.
Okay, Al-Jalwa. Interesting. And we have Brother Nero's book here. Did I grab the right book?
Yeah, this is the book, yes.
Okay. Say the book name.
So, this book is called Satanism, A Beginner's Guide to the Religious Worship of Satan and Demons. This is Volume 1, Philosophy. Volume 2 has not been printed yet, and I'm eagerly awaiting it because I loved this book so much.
Very good.
Yeah, even though
it's a good book. I don't fully agree with Brother Nero
on
some of his principles, but he is a very thorough Satanist, and a theistic Satanist.
Yeah.
Very well read and very well versed.
Yeah, even if you don't agree with everything he's saying, he makes very good points in this book. He's can articulate his arguments very well. Yeah.
So coming from a theistic Satanist side, this is a really great book. Also, the
teaching tool, learning tool.
It's exactly. a great learning tool, absolutely.
And the book you gave me, which, Sanctum of Shadows.
Sanctum of Shadows by Alistair Nocht.
Now, another book that we recommend for our theistic Satanists, and this one is where, especially, is really where I get a lot of my philosophies from. I know that Strange really pulls a lot from this book as well. I actually cried at the end of this book. It's called Sanctum of Shadows by Alistair Nock.
Now, there's a lot in here. There's a lot for the Satanist to delve into. When it comes Sanctum of Shadows and Satanism, A Beginner's Guide are definitely two books I would recommend to any practicing Satanist. Also, The Devil's Apocrypha by John A. DeVito, which is basically an account of the Bible told from Satan's perspective.
Book-wise, so now you're hearing from... Okay, so we're talking about the oldest satanic...
group in the world. So here, I found an article about it that I would recommend everyone check out. This is from Medium.com. It's called Satan, Yazidi, and the Modern State. So here's the opening. Perceived as Satan worshippers, they are subject to religious hatred. And the odd thing is, that's quite correct, their religion is very old and predates other monotheistic Abrahamic religions in the area. They present a primordial version of the First Testament that shows a completely different origin myth, one that sees Satan as the guy who brings humans not an apple, or symbol of knowledge, but wheat, the first plant domesticated by humans that generated the agricultural revolution 12,000 years ago. So Satan, or as he is known to Yazidis, Shaitan or Melech Tos, is the agent of human domestication, not moral ruin. This is of fundamental importance in understanding the real, unperverted story of the Bible as it occurred to primitive people, as folktale of how they first settled down from nomadic hunter to hunter and gatherer lifestyle into settlements that started history 12,000 years ago. So, as it turns out, their religion is even older than Christianity, older than Islam.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, that's fucking awesome. I think that, I mean, at least for me, I can't speak for Strange, but I'm going to definitely look more into this. I've already read pieces of the Al-Shua from Brother Nero's book, but as theistic Satanists, or polytheistic Satanists, the books that we have recommended, if you are looking for something, if you're looking for a reference, just because you simply can't pick up the phone and call us.
Or email us.
Or you can email us, you can. By the way. You can actually email us, which will be in our link. Great reference books. If you're just looking for some philosophy and just something to start with, something to organize your thoughts, because I remember when I was, you go, oh my God, I don't even know where to start with this. It is so difficult to find your spiritual center. It is a fucking journey, and sometimes it takes a lifetime to figure out. I am still figuring it out, but I know in my heart, in my dreams, in my practice, in my worship, that I'm on the right path. And my path happened to be Satanism and witchcraft. And I gotta tell you, the books that we recommended tonight, which we will link in the episode, are great. Thank you, Beals. Thank you.
All right,
Beelzebub, stop it. We have a Pomeranian here. His name is Beelzebub. He's perfect.
He really is.
But to start with these books is a great, great, great stepping stone. The reason why I'm saying that this is a great stepping stone is because you don't have to be in a group. You don't have to have a coven right off the bat. In fact, you can practice in solidarity your whole fucking life. Just have it for you.
Which is perfectly fine.
Mm.
Totally good.
100%.
This is where you can start, or at least figure out your own routine.
For everyone interested, the books are called The Devil's Apocrypha, Satanism, A Beginner's Guide to the Religious Worship of Satan and Demons, and Sanctum of Shadows, all of which are available on Amazon.
Yeah. Easy access. And then if you're interested in the darker arts, a personal favorite of Strange, if Strange can please introduce
yes.
this book.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm not finished with the book yet, but it is a very...
It takes forever.
Yes, it's a very informative book.
But it's really, really good for history.
Yes, it talks about multiple subjects. You know, numerology, tarot, you know, symbolism.
Numerology. We said that, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, apologies.
Occult icons like Aleister Crowley, which I love the dude. I think he, the Great Beast, has always been a, you know, a phenomenal reference.
Astrology and its many different forms.
It's a slow read, to be sure, but if you can get through it, there is an abundance of knowledge in there that will suit you well.
It'll help you.
Yeah. It's a little outdated in some parts, but it's still...
Mm. What's the name of... So what's the name of this book, Strange?
The Dark Arts by Richard Cavendish.
Gotcha. Okay, lovely. So those are four books right off the bat that you can go... And again, they're all available on Amazon. As far as I know, The Black Arts is available on Amazon. And these are fantastic stepping stones on your satanic journey, and these are true theistic satanic texts. I mean, The Dark Arts is more occultism than anything, but there is a chapter on Satanism in there. So, there you go, right off the bat to get your journey started, and I would highly recommend it, especially the Apocrypha, because that's the one that will grab you by the eyeballs and it won't let go.
Yeah.
It's an extraordinarily compelling read, and I would recommend it. Even if you aren't convinced by it, it's still a compelling read. It's a lot of fun. That's what I'll say. It's one of the best.
Fun? It was an emotional fucking roller coaster. All right, Alex says fun. I say it was an emotional roller coaster.
See, I had fun reading the book.
I finished it. I was like, this is interesting. Yeah.
There are some chapters. Yeah. There are some chapters that that are absolutely disturbing.
It's painful and it hurts, but it's the type of pain and hurt that you need to break yourself down and expose your emotional soul to something more.
You need it to grow as a person, and as a Satanist.
All right. So.
So in conclusion, okay. So final thoughts of the night. So my final thought is that I still hate the Church of Satan, although, but I am...
If you duly noted!
But I am slightly less hostile towards the Satanic Temple than I was before. Still not a big fan of their overriding philosophy, not a big fan of their political activism, but they're not terrible. That's just me, at least.
I think we've learned a lot about non-theistic Satanism and polytheistic Satanism. Okay. I think we've discussed our feelings about non-theistic Satanism and polytheistic Satanism. Nothing's changed for me, because I've always thought the Church of Satan was like atheism with theatrics for the theater kids that never, never became cool. You know, all them Dungeons and Dragons playing kids.
I love Dungeons and Dragons.
Point proven. So,
fuck you, man.
Had to get that one in. I'm sorry.
Nah.
But no, nothing's really changed for me. You know, if anyone has an issue with this. Like, you're part of the Church of Satan, what are you going to do?
What are you and your two people going
to
do?
Oh, God, I can't wait to hear about people telling us how misguided we are for actually worshiping Satan.
You know what? Here's where I'll step in.
Oh, all right, AC.
I don't give a shit how people think about us.
Mm-hmm.
We're here as a platform. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I think our open discussion let me understand a lot more things. Through open talk, I found a morsel of positivity from LaVey. He is a fantastic businessman.
Greatest showman
Kudos.
Yes. Kudos.
Kudos. Mm.
Kudos to being a good showman and businessman.
And as far as getting people to think, I'll give you that. The Temple of Satan, or the Satanic Temple.
Yeah, Satanic
Temple. Okay, Satanic Temple. I'm sorry. I keep getting these jangled, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, but they just get jangled in my head. So the Satanic Temple, love and appreciate the power behind you guys, the influence behind you guys, what you guys do. I enjoy it. As a religious person, as someone who worships Satan, Lucifer, it's tough for me to sit here and see my deity be used in that way. But at the same time, I'm also completely for it. It's that weird duality.
You're conflicted. I'm conflicted. It's like, you're taking my deity as a joke, but have fun.
Right. It's like, okay, so we got someone who's like slightly budged. We have Strange, who pretty much stayed the same, and then there's me. I'm just conflicted because Satan Lucifer's just doing what Satan Lucifer does. I mean, you know, and that's all I could ever expect or want. So, yeah, that's what I've got. And for anyone who's interested in theistic Satanism, polytheistic Satanism, we're going to list the books, and then if you want to email us or contact us, we have social media. And hi. The homeboy over here is going to give you the info.
Why do I have to give you the info?
You always have to give
the
info.
You're the host.
Though. Do I really have to? Okay. So, we are on Instagram for some reason. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook under Sanctum of the Dark.
Flame.
No, there's no flame.
I know.
Sanctum of the Dark.
Yeah, we couldn't get the flame in there.
Yeah, no, we couldn't. For some weird reason. But Instagram, Facebook.
Our email?
Yes, I was just getting to that, actually. Our email is going to be under sanctumofthedark@gmail.com. So,
all right, so Sanctum of the Dark.
You know.
But we consider ourselves Sanctum of the Dark Flame.
Sanctum of the Dark Flame. Sanctum of the Dark Flame.
Matter of fact, you can also find us on under Satan. Sanctum of the Dark.
You know what you get?
Satan of the Dark Flame.
You know what you get? You get Satan.
You can also find us under Sanctum of the Dark Flame at gmail.com. So either Sanctum of the Dark or Sanctum of the Dark Flame at gmail.com. That's where you can contact us. But for Instagram and Facebook, it's Sanctum of the Dark.
And we will do whatever we can in whatever capacity we can to help answer questions, anything along those lines. We want you.
We stand behind you.
As Alaric said, we're here for you. We stand behind you. Always question. Always look for answers.
Never stop searching for the truth. Your truth.
I think that's a good note to end things on.
Mm. Perf.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, good.
Time for some sweet jams.
All right, jammies.
All right, jammy time.